Heard you say many times how much you love Willie Mo's spirit that he brings to the team. Now not having that on the field, I mean, it's going to be a difficult thing to replace.
Mm-hmm. It will be. You know, hopefully he'll be around like Spoon is. But you're right. As far as on the field when you're playing, that's something that that we'll miss. But hopefully somebody else will pick it up. We've got some other guys that we'll just see how it goes. You know, hopefully somebody will step up.
Ishmael, you know, played a lot from scrimmage this year after not really doing so last year. He's held up pretty good.
He has. He's done a good job. We have a couple, you know, we had a couple, as we call Penny, but it's just a 6-DB package where he went in and played some. So he's played some recently, which is good. So he's been on the field. He got the interception, as we all know, a couple weeks ago for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. He has really improved from a year ago. I mean, he's probably, from a year ago to now, he's probably the most improved guy because last year, obviously, he didn't get on the field. Mm-hmm. But so that's good. So like I said, it's better that he's going on now after having played in the first few games than it is just all of a sudden cold turkey you got to play.
Who do you anticipate will step up and take a leadership role, whether it be vocal or whatever, with both William and Spoon not on the field?
That's a good question. I don't know. Well, we definitely have some very mature guys that handle their rooms real well. OC handles his room extremely well, but he's not on the field all the time. And that's because his role on the field is to be a rusher in those situations. And there's Paul Werlow is a guy that, you know, although it's only his first year, he slowly and gradually is continuing to be more vocal when it comes to other things. He's real vocal on the field when it comes to calls. That's his job. But as far as taking charge. But there's also other – but like I said, we've got a mature group that I think will hopefully step up to the task in the D-line. You know, the linebackers are very young other than Werlow, like I said. You know, we'll have to wait and see. To call him out right now or to make somebody do it, obviously, got to be a natural thing.
Coach, I know you said earlier in the season, scheme effectiveness and technique are some of the things that help improve a team defense. Can you kind of just walk through, like, in the next 3, 4, 5 days leading up to the game, how you see progress being made or how you can?
I think the attention to detail is going to be really important in everything that we do because mental errors and things like that lead to, obviously, some big plays at times. It also leads to, you know, playing as a unit. You got to play as one. You can't just play individually. You know, when it's the objective to keep the quarterback in the pocket, you know, we need to keep him in the pocket. We can't get selfish and do things that let him out of the pocket. And the same thing with runs. You know, in run fits, you play as a unit. Now, that doesn't mean you play mechanical at all, and that's what I stress to our guys. We don't want robots out there because that's not a good football player. But you can't try to make a play and go way out of the realm of what you're supposed to be doing. You know, the objective is everybody typically has a gap, and when you're fighting for that gap, you'd like to shed your player and make the play. It's hard to make a play when you're on the blocker, but you have to shed them the right way. If I shed my player into somebody else's gap, then obviously that's can cause problems because then now I must make the play. If I don't, then it's out the gate. So a discipline is going to be, you know, an important thing. And like I said, knowing what they got to do and just continue to play as a unit. You know, we've shown – it's not like we haven't. 2 weeks ago, we played extremely well. Played one of the best games that I've even been associated with. But we've played 2 games on either side of that were as bad as we've ever played. So we have to – we know what it looks like. We've got to do it more often.
What's problems with the run fits? Heard a lot about that last year, too. I mean, is it frustrating not to kind of have that more squared away at this point?
It is. Yeah, it's very frustrating. And it's, like I said, the one game did real well. In the preseason, it was pretty good. But this year, we have to, I think just in a nutshell, we've got to be more disciplined and you know, play aggressive and play like we played, like I said, in the game 2 weeks ago and as well in the preseason. That's really it. There's really no magic. It's what it is.
What are you seeing from Donnell and Jennings that jumps off the film?
I'm going by numbers. Tell me who you're talking about.
Larry
Donnell. Oh, Donnell. Forgive me. Okay, I thought you were giving my first name.
What's
that?
My fault.
No, I know the name. I look at them all. Obviously, Eli's the one I think of the most. But the running backs are very big and stout and strong and run real hard. It's a typical New York Giant offense, in my opinion. The line is not gigantic, but they play big. They play strong. They play extremely well. I think it's as well coached a unit as there is in the league. They play together. I mean, even just the discipline in their stances and the discipline in their splits, they're very disciplined all the time. It's a good-looking group. They do a real nice job. The running backs, as I already mentioned, run extremely hard. They're big backs. They break a lot of tackles. The tight ends are both good players. I say both. There's three of them. But anyway, the two that you see most often, and Dono, or however you say his name, is the primary guy. I know he's come to life lately. Big target. They use him a lot. He's in there on the field often. So he's a good player. Cruz is an outstanding receiver. Whether he's in a slot or out wide, he always has been. And he's a real matchup problem, I think, for everyone they face. You know, everyone faces him.